Navigating the intricacies of small talk might seem daunting, but with the right guidance, it can become an enjoyable and rewarding skill. By exploring techniques for engaging conversations and learning how to approach various social situations, individuals can unlock their full potential in the realm of interpersonal communication. From handling awkward silences to demonstrating active listening, these essential tools can empower anyone to approach conversations with confidence and ease. Embrace the opportunity to cultivate your communication skills and embark on a journey that will transform the way you interact with others. Overcoming social anxiety. Managing social anxiety is a crucial step in developing effective communication skills. One technique to help you feel more at ease in social situations is to practice deep breathing exercises. When feeling anxious, try taking slow, deliberate breaths, inhaling for 4 counts and exhaling for 4 counts. This will help calm your nervous system and provide a sense of relaxation. Another approach to overcoming social anxiety involves gradual exposure to uncomfortable situations. Start by attending smaller gatherings or engaging in one-on-one conversations, then gradually progress to larger events as your comfort level increases. By doing this, you allow yourself to build confidence and gain experience in various social settings. Moreover, it's essential to recognize that it's normal to feel nervous in social situations. Accepting your feelings, rather than fighting against them, can be a powerful way to cope with anxiety. Remember to focus on the other person during conversations, asking open-ended questions and showing genuine interest in their responses. By directing your attention outward, you can reduce self-consciousness and create a more engaging conversation. Over time, these techniques will help you manage your social anxiety, allowing you to feel more comfortable and confident in any social situation. Active listening. By truly paying attention to what the other person is saying and demonstrating genuine interest, you create a sense of connection and understanding. To practice active listening, make sure you're fully present in the conversation, avoiding distractions and focusing on the speaker's words. A key aspect of active listening involves providing verbal and nonverbal cues to show that you're engaged. Nodding your head, maintaining eye contact, and using phrases like "I see" or "that's interesting" can make the speaker feel heard and valued. Furthermore, asking open-ended questions or summarizing what the speaker has said can help clarify their thoughts and demonstrate your understanding. Another essential element of active listening is to avoid interrupting or finishing the speaker's sentences. By allowing the person to fully express their thoughts, you create an environment where they feel comfortable sharing their experiences and ideas. In turn, this deepens the connection and opens the door to more in-depth discussions. As you develop your active listening skills, you'll find that your conversations become more engaging and rewarding, leading to stronger relationships and a more profound understanding of others. Asking insightful questions. Asking insightful questions is a powerful way to elevate your conversations and foster deeper connections with others. To ask thought-provoking questions, focus on open-ended inquiries that encourage reflection and self-expression, rather than simply seeking a yes or no response. These types of questions often begin with how, what, or why, and give the person an opportunity to share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences. To craft insightful questions, start by showing genuine curiosity about the other person's life, interests, or perspectives. You might ask about their favorite hobbies, past experiences, or personal values. Additionally, consider asking follow-up questions that build upon the conversation and demonstrate your active listening. By incorporating insightful questions into your conversations, you'll create a more engaging and meaningful dialogue that leaves a lasting impression. Finding common ground. Finding common ground is essential for building rapport and connection in conversations. To discover shared interests and experiences, be curious and ask open-ended questions that encourage the other person to share information about themselves. As they talk, listen carefully for any clues that hint at potential commonalities. When you identify a shared interest, seize the opportunity to explore it further. For example, if you both enjoy hiking, ask about their favorite trails or memorable experiences. Sharing your own stories and insights related to the common ground can also deepen the connection. Be mindful not to dominate the conversation, though, and ensure you give the other person plenty of space to contribute their thoughts. If you struggle to find obvious commonalities, consider discussing broader topics such as current events, popular culture, or even shared human experiences, like overcoming challenges or personal growth. These conversations can reveal unexpected connections and help to establish rapport. Nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication plays a crucial role in conveying messages and emotions during conversations. By paying attention to body language, facial expressions, and other nonverbal cues, you can better understand the feelings and intentions of the person you're speaking with, which can lead to more effective communication. To interpret nonverbal cues, observe the other person's posture, gestures, and facial expressions. For example, crossed arms may indicate defensiveness, while a genuine smile can signal openness and warmth. Keep in mind that nonverbal cues can be subtle and might not always be easy to decipher, so it's important to consider the context in which they occur. Be careful not to jump to conclusions based on a single cue. In addition to interpreting the nonverbal communication of others, be aware of your own body language. Maintain an open and approachable posture, make appropriate eye contact, and use facial expressions to convey empathy and interest. By being mindful of your nonverbal signals, you can create an atmosphere of trust and understanding in your conversations. Conversation starters. Initiating conversations can be intimidating, but having a few go-to conversation starters can help you feel more at ease in social settings. These techniques can help you break the ice and engage with others in a meaningful way. First, observe your surroundings and find a point of commonality or something interesting to comment on. This can be anything from the weather to a piece of art or the event you're attending. By making a relatable observation, you open the door for the other person to share their thoughts and experiences. Another approach is to ask open-ended questions that invite the other person to share more about themselves. These questions can be about their hobbies, work, or recent experiences. When choosing a conversation starter, consider the context and the person you're talking to. What might be appropriate in a casual social setting might not be suitable for a professional environment. And always be prepared to listen and respond genuinely to the other person's answers. Storytelling. Storytelling can transform a casual conversation into a memorable and engaging experience. By sharing personal stories, you can captivate others, create connections, and make your interactions more enjoyable. To become a compelling storyteller, focus on three key elements: structure, emotion, and relatability. Begin by establishing a clear structure for your story, including a beginning, middle, and end. This helps you convey your message effectively and keeps your listeners engaged. Next, tap into the emotional aspect of your story. Whether it's humor, surprise, or nostalgia, emotions make your story more engaging and memorable. Finally, strive for relatability. Ensure your story resonates with your audience by connecting it to their experiences or interests. When sharing a story, pay attention to your listeners' reactions and adjust your delivery accordingly. If you notice their attention waning, consider shortening the story or shifting to a different topic. On the other hand, if they seem captivated, use this opportunity to build rapport and encourage them to share their stories as well. Handling awkward moments. Awkward moments are an inevitable part of any conversation, but instead of avoiding them, try embracing these moments as opportunities for connection. By navigating awkwardness with grace and humor, you can deepen your rapport with others and create memorable experiences. First, acknowledge the awkward moment. This can diffuse tension and show your self-awareness. Use humor or a lighthearted comment to ease the situation and demonstrate your ability to handle such moments with poise. Next, redirect the conversation to a more comfortable topic. By shifting focus, you can help everyone involved regain their footing and move past the awkwardness. In some cases, you can even transform awkward moments into opportunities for connection. For example, if someone shares a personal story that falls flat, empathize with them and share a similar experience of your own. This can create a sense of camaraderie and show that you're not afraid to be vulnerable. Remember, the key to handling awkward moments is to remain calm and composed. By embracing these situations with grace and humor, you can turn potential conversation pitfalls into opportunities for deeper connection and rapport with others. Authenticity and vulnerability. Being genuine and authentic in your conversations allows you to create deeper connections with others. By sharing personal experiences and emotions, you show that you're willing to be vulnerable, which encourages others to open up as well. Start by truly listening to the other person and responding thoughtfully, rather than simply waiting for your turn to speak. When you share your own experiences, be honest about your emotions and thoughts, even if they're not entirely positive. This level of openness can create a sense of trust and make the conversation more engaging and memorable. At the same time, don't be afraid to show empathy and understanding. When someone shares their feelings or experiences with you, validate their emotions and provide support. This demonstrates that you genuinely care about their well-being, which can strengthen your relationship. Building relationships. Building and maintaining meaningful relationships takes ongoing effort and commitment. One way to nurture these connections is through regular communication. This doesn't always have to be lengthy conversations. A simple text or phone call to check in can go a long way in showing that you care. Another key aspect of maintaining relationships is to make time for face-to-face interactions. Meeting up for coffee or attending social events together helps to deepen your bond and create shared experiences. When you're together, focus on active listening and engage in conversations that allow you both to open up and share personal thoughts and feelings. Also, don't forget to express gratitude and appreciation for the relationship. A simple thank you or acknowledgement of their efforts can strengthen the bond between you. Be willing to offer support and encouragement when needed, and don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it as well. Lastly, always be open to personal growth and change within the relationship. People evolve over time, and being willing to adapt and grow together can help ensure the longevity and success of your connection. By staying connected, showing appreciation, and embracing change, you'll be able to nurture and maintain meaningful relationships throughout your life.